Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Guys that beat up their wives and put them in the hospital, and beat their kids and hurt people. I've said it before. They say, well, I just got so mad. I didn't know what I was doing. I just got so mad and I couldn't help myself. Take them and get them just as mad or madder and put them in a closed room with a 300-pound linebacker. And some way or another, they can control themselves from trying to slap him around like they did their wife. Which proves they can control themselves. People do what they can get away with. Are y'all with me? And this stuff about I got so mad I just couldn't help it. I got so mad I didn't know what I'm doing. Bunch of junk. Now don't misunderstand me. You can yield to it for years until you do. You'll almost yield to it before you think about it. But it's because you've yielded to it for years. You practiced it. What if you yielded to love like that for all those years? Can you stop it? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Now notice this. There's a penalty that goes with not controlling your temper. Proverbs 19. And 19, a man of great wrath. Now let's just stop right here. Would that mean anything that you're known for how mad you get? Is that any kind of something to be proud of? It's how furious you can be. How mad you get. That you just get so mad. Ooh. Is that anything that makes you somebody or something? Other than like the previous verse said, stupid. I already see some of the looks I'm getting across the car. Now listen, if we call your name and draw your picture, don't give yourself away. Just look straight ahead and smile and go, amen, Brother Keith. And if you need to, when you get home, fall across the bed and go, oh, God, that was me. Have mercy on me. But right now, just stay cool. Just stay cool. Don't give yourself away. Control. Yeah. Now's the perfect time to start practicing that control. Right now. And if you got mad at me for reading scriptures about being mad, where would that leave you? Proverbs 19:19. A man of great wrath might, sometimes, now what? Shall suffer punishment. Is this part of the Bible just as true as John 3:16 or any other verse? Then, so do you want to be a person of great wrath? The rest of the verse says what? You shall suffer punishment. For if you deliver him, you must do it again. People who won't control their temper, you can help them out, but you're going to have to do it again tomorrow. You're going to do it again the next day. At some point, you need to let them bear the consequences. And it's much easier when they're 3 years old. Do you know why kids 3 or 13 or 33, why they keep pitching fits? Because it works. That's why. If it never worked, they'd quit. 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, if no matter how mad they got and how loud they yelled and how much they kicked and bucked and fussed and carried on, if it never got them what they wanted, if it never worked, that have no motivation to do it again.
Amen.
The reason they keep doing it is because of weak parents. Weak parents. Well, I just love them too much. I can't stand it. No, you don't love them enough to do what it takes to look out for them. If they don't get this corrected, they are going to suffer punishment.
Yes. Yes,
sir. The Bible says so.
Yes.
It's going to cost them.
Big time.
Your child pitches a fit, it should never get them anything.
Amen.
You understand?
Yes.
Should never work on you. Oh, they get mad. Oh, they pitch a fit. That means they just got further away from what they wanted. But see what kids have learned. 3 and 13 is that they can wear you down. If they'll stay on it long enough, you'll give in. You'll just get tired of fooling with it, and you will let them do what they want, and you'll let them have what they want. And if it ever works, you're in trouble because they're going to do it again. And this time they'll stay with it longer because it's worked last time. They know it worked. Never let it work one time. You'll make it easy on you and on them. They start pitching a fit. You go, whoa, whoa. Now you're for sure not getting it.
Hello.
Amen.
Hmm?
Come on.
Because that's how God is. And what does it say? If you deliver him, you'll have to do it again. Let me read this to you from another translation. NIV. A hot-tempered man must pay the penalty. If you rescue him, you'll have to do it again. So why would he tell you if you rescue him, you'll have to do it again? Let him learn a lesson. Quit bailing him out. The Lord's talking to some people. The Living Bible says, a short-tempered man must bear his own penalty. You can't do much to help him. If you try once, you must try a dozen times. What's the solution? Do what the Bible says. Go to James 1. I'm thinking about closing. James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, James 1:19, let every man, this is every one of us, be what? Now, how does it go when all you're doing is talking? How good are you at hearing? So you're going to have to close your mouth. You're quicker to hear than to talk. Which do you do first? Talk or listen? That was five people. Something comes up. You're upset. What are you tempted to do? Run your mouth. Tell people what you don't like. How upset you are. What did he say? Don't do that. Don't do that. Be quick to what? Hear. There may be some things that are completely different than how you think they are. You get mad about something that didn't even happen. You're upset with them and they didn't even do it. That makes you unjust. Did you hear me? Well, it looked like it. Well, that's what they said. Well, have some sense. Don't be a baby. Don't rush in like a fool. Control yourself. Ask questions. Listen. Most importantly, listen to the Holy Spirit. Somebody said out loud, I listen first.
I listen first.
I don't talk first.
I don't talk first.
I listen first.
I listen first.
I'm quick to hear.
I'm quick to hear.
Not quick to talk.
Not quick to talk.
I'm not quick to speak.
Not quick to speak.
I'm quick to hear.
I'm quick to hear.
What's the next one say? Quick to hear and what?
Slow.
Quick to hear, slow to speak. What does that mean? You start to say it, and then what do? You go, wait just a minute. Let me hear some more. Are these characteristics of a mature man or woman?
Yes.
And you're ready to say something, but you slow yourself down. You're slow to speak. I want to make sure I say the right thing. Yeah, I know what I mean, but is that what they'll hear? I know what I think, but is that what they'll understand? Now, if I say that, they may think I mean this. That's not what I mean. Now, see, you're not going to avoid all those problems if you just run your mouth. Everything that crosses your mind comes out of your mouth. You got to be slow to speak in order to prevent these kind of problems. and catch yourself and analyze it and go, now, is that what I want to say? You got to be slow to speak. And then what else did he say? Doesn't mean you can't get mad. But if you do, it didn't happen quick. And it didn't happen over nothing. It was substantial. And it happened over a period of time. Did you hear me? And even then, be angry and what?
Sin.
Even then, you're in control. Is God that way?
Yes.
Does the Bible say He is slow to anger?
Yes.
Is He?
Yes.
The Lord is good.
Yes.
And His mercy endures. He's slow to wrath. He's slow to anger. That's one of the things that impresses me the most about Him is His mercy and His patience. Your patience can be gone. I mean, your nerves can be frayed. And His has barely begun. Are we growing up to be like Him?
Yes.
He'll say something. And it'll come to pass. 10,000 years later. And He'll expect it to come to pass. It's like He said. Unmoved. 10,000 years and longer. People can thumb their nose at Him and defy Him and rebel against Him and worship other gods. And He's merciful. He'll send warnings and then He'll send more warnings. They can burn His children in sacrificial fires. Have you read about it? And He's merciful. Long suffering. Now He can get mad. And He can speak judgment. But it didn't happen in an afternoon. And it didn't happen over nothing. Is He your Father?
Yes.
Are you an imitator of God as a dear child? Are you growing up to be just like Him?
Yes.
Then say it out loud. I'm like Him.
I'm like Him.
More every day.
More every day.
I'm quick to hear.
I'm quick to hear.
I'm slow to speak. I'm slow to get mad. I only speak truth.
I only act in love.
I act like Him. Every day and every night. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Perfect Man, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603M. That's R1603M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.